إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Indeed, we are from Allah, and indeed to Him we return. The morning of Ashura dawned. Ali Akbar gave azan for Fajr prayers, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam led the prayers. It was early morning, and before the beginning of the battle, Imam mounted a camel and gave a talk to the army of Yazid. Do you know who I am? Am I not the grandson of your prophet? Am I not the son of Ali? Is not Hamza the uncle of my father? Why do you want to shed my blood? Have I killed anyone from you? Have I destroyed any wealth from one amongst you? Have I injured anyone from you? Some of the officers on the army of Yazid replied, We do not know anything about you. All we want from you is bayah to Yazid. Imam replied, No! By Allah, I will not give you my hand in bayah like a humiliated person, nor will I run away like a slave. Zuhair ibn Qayn, a companion of Imam, who was also an elder of Kufa, then came to talk to the army of Yazid because most of the officers in the army came from Kufa. His talk was interrupted. It was after this that Hur changed sides. Umar ibn Sa'd shot the first arrow, asking his men to bear witness that he was the first to start the battle. His men, too, did the same, and a shower of arrows came. Imam told his companions, These arrows are the letters of the people to you. Imam then prepared for battle. He lined up his small group to face the enemy in their thousands. Imam kept Zuhair ibn Qayn in charge of the right wing, Habib ibn Mazahir in charge of the left wing, and he and the men of his household took charge of the middle section. There was a fierce battle which lasted an hour. The army of Yazid had launched a general attack. When Yazid's army withdrew to regroup and the dust had settled, it was noticed that nearly 50 companions of Imam had been martyred. The battle continued, and soon it was midday and time for Zuhr Salah. Shortly after the Salah, which was prayed as Salat al-Khawf, Zuhair bin Qayn and Sa'id bin Abdullah were martyred protecting Imam during Salah. After Salat al-Zuhr, one by one, Imam's companions and family members went to the battlefield without returning. Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam was killed at the Euphrates. Hazrat Ali Akbar lost his life. Hazrat Qasim, the son of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and Aun and Muhammad, the sons of Bibi Zainab, also gave up their lives. Soon, Imam was alone, standing on the plains of Karbala with bodies all around him. Imam called out, Is there any helper to help us? Is there any rescuer to rescue us? The only response he got was that from Ali Askar, who threw himself out of his cradle. Imam took him to the battlefield for water. The baby was mercilessly killed instead. Imam was all alone. The soldiers directed their arrows, spears, and stones at him. There is no place on his body that is not wounded, but Imam fights bravely. Imam fell off his horse and went into sajda. Imam's final words were, O Allah, I left the world altogether for your love. I orphaned my children so as to see you. Even if I was cut into pieces in the way of your love, my heart would not incline towards anyone but you. Shimmer's dagger finally killed he who is the shaheed of mankind. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. O soul that art at rest. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan marziyatan. Return thou unto thy sustainer, well pleased and pleasing him. Fadkhulni fi ibadi. Enter then together with my other true servants. Wadkhulni jannati. Yea, enter thou my paradise.
إنا لله ذبح الحسين بكربلاء ضام فواويلاه
إنا لله